This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. USA Radio Network, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. The warrior, your middle-class warrior, conservative warrior, and always Trump warrior with you. We got a great guest coming up in just a second. I want to mention a couple things real fast. I'll talk about this throughout the rest of the show. I am going to write a commentary this week about the fact that you know how much I love Trump. You know how much I love this administration. But they're failing small business. It's not working. The SBA is not capable of handing out the loans. The loans are not 100% backed by the government. I think it's 75% backed, so the banks are losing their minds that they're 25% responsible. And all the things they told me would happen are not happening. So we're going to go over that, but this is going to be a disaster for the country. The economy will never recover if you don't save small business. Don't worry about saving poor people. It's the 80-20 plan. All my life, I've talked about the reason I'm successful is 80-20. All that matters is the top 20% of your customers. Take care of them all day long. Know them, love them, send them flowers, gifts. Take them out to dinner, you'll be a millionaire. The 80% don't hurt them, just you don't have to treat them the same way. The top 20 is what matters. Well, the top 20% of this economy, the economic engine of America, is small business. You've just got to take care of them. And they're not getting taken care of, Mr. President. And then Dr. Fauci is the other big news story. He walks back his attacks on the Trump administration and says it was a poor choice of words. We'll get to all of that later on in the show. Right now, we've got our guest, Fran Coombs, managing editor for Rasmussen Reports. I specifically asked for Andrew Paul, my producer, to get him on the show today. A couple things I wanted to talk to him about that are on my mind, and I wanted to really grill him a little bit on them. Fran, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Wayne. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So, look, I'm a vitamin enthusiast. I don't think I'm going to get anything bad. I haven't had a cold in at least 10 years. I think it's been maybe 20, but I'll say 10. And I haven't had the flu in 20 years. And so I don't worry about coronavirus like other people do. But if I got it, I would tell every single doctor, and I already instructed my fiancé, if I was ever in a position where I couldn't speak, you tell the doctor, I want hydroxychloroquine. And I saw your poll, you know, who would not want it? Because all the studies show people are, like, ready to die and be put on a ventilator, and 2 seconds later, like 2 hours later, they're walking out of the hospital feeling great. And you go, what? So this thing works, but because Trump mentioned it, and they don't want him to be a hero, the left is in denial that it works. And I saw your poll that only 53% of Republicans would take it, which I find weird, but only 18% of Democrats would take it. If this isn't Trump derangement syndrome, I don't know what is.
Yeah, this is the classic. When we crunched these numbers Friday morning, such a serious subject, but I truly was almost laughing out loud. I mean, when you got Republicans are like, yeah, would you take it if you were diagnosed? So over half of Republicans said, yeah.
But aren't you shocked even only 53% of Republicans? I would think 90% of Republicans would take it.
I was, Wayne, but remember, too, that 23%, so one in four Republicans were undecided. So quite often that means yes, but they don't want to say yes.
Or at least
they've got questions about it, you know. But I mean, to me, the big number is that only 18% of Democrats, 46% say no way, I wouldn't take it.
That's incredible.
It's like, yeah, I mean, are you watching the news? Are you reading the news? Are you listening to anything?
I was stunned. Fran, they're watching CNN and MSNBC where they're telling them that if Trump brought it up, it's got to be a fraud and a scam like Trump University. That's what they must be telling them. So they don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I have said on your show before, Wayne, that if Trump came out tomorrow and said he was going to give everybody in America $50,000 tax-free, 80% of Democrats would be against it.
Right.
Okay? I mean,
I know we
see that in poll after poll after poll. Okay? But when it came to your personal health, I was just, you know, flabbergasted is probably the best word when I saw these numbers.
You know, my guest before you was Dr. Oz, okay? And Dr. Oz and I were talking about the fact there's been good studies in China, in France, with a doctor I've had on the show, Vladimir Zelenko from New York, Orthodox Jewish guy from an Orthodox Jewish community in Rockland County, New York. He's treated 700 patients, or at least that was 2 weeks ago when he's on my show, 3 weeks ago, 700 patients. He may be up to like 2,000 by now. He treated 700 patients with coronavirus, and only one of them had to be hospitalized and nobody died. How do you hear numbers like that with thousands of people dying and not say we got to get this drug in the hands of every single doctor to treat every single person? What Democrat would be against it?
Right. Well, I had a virtual meeting, if you will, last week with some friends of mine, two of whom are doctors, and we were talking about this very subject, and both of these longtime doctors said, oh yeah, I'd take this stuff in a heartbeat.
Right. Me too.
So, I mean, it just shows, as you've talked about many times, Trump derangement syndrome, it just blinds people to reality. I mean, it's like, come on, folks, wake up here.
They're blind and they're nuts. There's no question about it. Hydroxychloroquine is the proof positive.
Yeah. Did Hillary Clinton mean that much to you folks that you're going to put your lives at risk over this kind of thing?
Well, forget about risk. Once you make it to the ICU, you could be dead. So it's not just risk. It's dead. And this stuff could save your life. So, I just am flabbergasted by that figure. 18% of Democrats, only 18% would take it. Amazing. And then the second thing that blew me away that I wanted to talk to you about was that, you know, Fox News poll, and I've discussed this with you on the air several times. Their polling has been awful, way off, always anti-Trump. It's not likely voters like you do it. It's, you know, anyone who answers the phone, I think, who's a registered voter. And it's always 10 points more negative versus Trump than yours is. And you always have given me hope and made me feel good that Trump was very popular and they're all lying. And Fox News is just the worst as far as polling goes. Obviously, you know, the TV channel's fine. But as far as polling goes, very bad. I don't know why. All of a sudden, Fox News poll shows Trump at the highest he's ever been, ever, 49%. And then I tune into your Rasmussen Daily poll, and Trump has dropped from 47, 48, 49 to only 43. And I'm like, what? How could that be? Do you have any explanation for that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as I've told you before, I mean, remember that we do a daily poll, a running poll, okay? So that, you know, it can react. You know, you get a bad couple nights. And it pulls the whole thing down because, remember, it's based on 1,500 likely voters. We're adding 500 every night to the sample. And, you know, it's just like what's in the news, you know. And people may be, they may be reacting negatively to this Fauci thing. That could have cleared the numbers last night. It's hard to say. But, I mean, we are, you know, getting these people every single night. These other guys are dropping in and doing a survey like, okay, we'll do these 3 days, and then maybe 2 weeks from now we'll do another 3 days. But we are constantly polling people. So for whatever reasons, Trump's numbers are down for the last couple nights.
Do you have any polling? We're talking to Frank Coombs, managing editor for Rasmussen Reports. Do you have any polling about Fox News also said, separate from him being at an all-time high, he had really high numbers versus, you know, how he's handling coronavirus, which had me pleasantly surprised. I think he was at 61%, I believe, if I remember correctly. People thought he was doing a great job handling the coronavirus situation. Is there polling at your Rasmussen that shows Trump's popularity just on the topic of how he's handling coronavirus?
Not Trump per se. I mean, basically what we've asked is, you know, how's the government handling it, you know? And what we're seeing is pretty much what, you know, kind of what you and me were talking about before. So, you know, Democrats are critical of what Trump's doing. Republicans and, to a lesser extent, unaffiliated think he's doing a good job. But Democrats think he's a disaster. And what that does is pull the overall numbers down. Because, you know, obviously, so then you start seeing, you know, numbers that look better, you know, close to being tied and things like that. But I think Trump's numbers have definitely gone up since the beginning of this thing when it comes to the handling of the coronavirus. But I can't speak to Fox's polling, but I'm just telling you that I don't see Democrats being won over by the president at all when it comes to this stuff. I mean, the Democrats think Pelosi's new committee is a great idea. They think Pelosi's committee is a great idea, you know?
That's funny. They're just delusional. What about the economy? Cause in the Fox poll, or maybe I'm confusing it with the Zogby poll, or the Gallup. Actually, there's a new Gallup poll that was out, not Zogby, Gallup. And it said that for the economy, Trump had the all-time highest ratings on how he's handling the economy. Do you have polls on how Trump's handling the economy?
We don't have it on Trump per se. I can tell you that we do a monthly consumer or economic update. And as you can well imagine, over the last month, economic confidence has plunged dramatically. Since the day after Trump was elected, economic confidence has soared in this country. I mean, just left the attitudes that people had during the Obama years in the dirt. And they've been at record highs for months and months and months. Then this past month, they dropped down. Okay, so we don't have, the question does not include how do you rate President Trump in the economy? But it asks people how confident they are in their like their personal finances.
By the way, silly question. Just something coming from me. Why don't you ask how do you see Trump and the economy instead of just the economy?
Well, we do periodically. But I mean, you were asking me if do I have something like new recent. We probably asked it 3 or 4 months ago. See, right now, I'm a little reluctant to go too much on how Trump's handling the economy when the economy's tanking for reasons beyond his control.
Yeah.
Because I think you do get kind of artificial numbers on those kind of things.
All right, last thing. You hear the music, so we got to go quick. But just what does your polling say about Joe Biden?
Basically, Biden, last time we polled on him, he edged Trump by 3 or 4 points. That was about 2 weeks.
He edged Trump, and I remember seeing that. That's why I wanted to ask you about that. I'm shocked. Don't they realize that the guy is hiding in his basement, doesn't even come out?
Hey, look, the major media doesn't even report his dementia problem.
Okay, it's amazing.
So, you know, if that's what you're trying to do for news, of course you're going to think Biden is doing fine.
All right. Fran Combs, managing editor for Rasmussen Reports, and we will have you back again real soon. Thank you, Fran, for coming on.
Okay. My pleasure, Wayne. Take care.
All right. Wayne Allyn, the Warrior. We shall return. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, this is Pastor Grant, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values, and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637. Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. How are you? Here's a email I just got moments ago from one of my fans, Joe in Henderson, Nevada. He says this sexual assault claim against Biden is just the Democrats' way of clearing the way for Cuomo. In any case, when Biden responds, "I'm innocent, I don't remember sexually harassing this woman," I believe him, at least on the remembering part. Joe of Henderson trying to allude to the fact. As a matter of fact, I was shocked. Fran Coombs alluded to the fact that Biden has dementia. You know, it's like this verboten thing now. When Biden had no chance to win, and I mean no chance to win, when he was running in fourth place in New Hampshire and fourth place in Iowa, and everything was done. He was and he lost Nevada by a mile, 20 points to Bernie. Democrats love Democrats, not Republicans. Democrats love to say he had dementia and he could never be the nominee. But now that he's got the nomination in the bag, Bernie Sanders endorsed him saying everything's okay. He's fine. I'm sure he doesn't remember sexually harassing the woman. And by the way, Dr. Fauci said today, he walked back all his comments at the press conference with Trump today, the daily briefing about coronavirus, and he said, you know, it was a poor choice of words. He said yesterday lives could have been saved if the U.S. had been shut down earlier. He took the microphone early in the press conference and walked back his statements saying it was a poor choice of words. Well, anybody could say if we had known this sooner, as I ranted at the beginning of the show, what about Andrew Cuomo? What about Cuomo? Could he have not gotten this sooner? Could he have shut down New York sooner? Sure. Did he kill people by not shutting down New York sooner? Sure. Is he a murderer? Sure. On the same, if you rate him on the same way you rate Trump, but he's not a murderer. This is ridiculous. This blame game is ridiculous. I don't see Andrew Cuomo as a murderer. And obviously the public doesn't. He's like an 80% support in New York. They love him. Even though he is presiding over a state that is overwhelmingly the worst state in America when it comes to coronavirus. Everybody's sick. Is that his fault? Well, if it isn't, and I don't think it is, if it isn't, then how is it Trump's fault that anyone in America is sick? It's the most ridiculous bias I've ever seen in my life. This double placebo treatment. The way you treat a Democrat versus a Republican, as I said earlier in the show, the way I was treated versus the way Chris Cuomo was treated, is just mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. Keep in mind, the Las Vegas Review-Journal fired me because Media Matters, an ultra-left liberal organization funded by George Soros, criticized me. Meanwhile, Chris Cuomo was on camera threatening to murder somebody, throw him down a flight of stairs, beat the crap out of him, used the F word 50 times. CNN never suspended him for a minute. The double standard is amazing. And the same thing with him being sick and his wife saying, here's all the nutritional supplements we take. Same thing Wayne Root said. She kept him away from doctors. She had him go to an Ayurvedic holistic doctor. And she's given him vitamin supplements. That's what I would do. But if I said that, Media Matters and the Attorney General of New York would tell me I'm committing crimes. You just can't even believe it. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, and then I want to get to another topic real quick. Liberty Health Share. It's not health insurance. It's better, in my opinion. It's Christian health care sharing ministry. Again, all my advertisers, I love them because I personally use them. I quit Aetna, dropped them, fired them, and hired Liberty Health Share 4 years ago. 4 years ago, when they first became the sponsor of my show. And I was nervous about it, just like I'm sure every one of you who hasn't joined yet is nervous. Do I want to leave my health insurance to join a Christian health care sharing ministry? Well, I saved $72,000 in 4 years on premiums, and then when I needed them, they paid the whole $27,000 hospital bill for my kidney stone surgery, all of it. And then the doctor, the surgeon, and the anesthesiologist were all paid, and I never even got the bills. They paid them before I ever got the bills. There was no bill. Unbelievable. My son needed emergency dental surgery, $2,500 bill. They paid $2,000 of it. If this isn't the best deal ever, I don't know what is. This is the way health care should be. It's not health insurance. It's better. My opinion. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and you will get VIP treatment. And if they ever do not treat you VIP and roll out the red carpet, you just contact Wayne Root, wayneroot@gmail.com. And I will interfere on your behalf and speak to the president of the company and make sure you're treated VIP. All my clients and fans get treated VIP. All my listeners get treated the best you could ever be treated. Contact me if you don't ever remember this call. You're in the car, you can't remember the phone number or the email, just or the website. Just go to wayneroot@gmail.com. Remember my name, wayneroot@gmail.com, and ask me about whoever advertiser is you're listening to that you're interested in. And like Liberty Health Share, and I'll tell you, wayneroot@gmail.com. We'll be right back. I got so much more to tell you. We'll be right back. Don't worry.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says efforts to slow the spread of coronavirus are working. The president also says he's been on top of coronavirus from day one.
January 31st, not one person has died, and I issued a travel restriction from China. Think of it. So nobody died, and I issued. You can't get earlier than that. So we have nobody died, and I said, China, you can't come in. I'm sorry. Because I saw what was going on. So then, first mandatory quarantine in more than 50 years, we did. First mandatory in 50 years. The same restrictions that the Democrats and the media called xenophobic.
President Trump also offering his condolences to the South after severe storms ripped through the region. He's also promising FEMA will work with authorities to help everyone clean up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
You know, thank God we live in America. I know there's some nutty Democrat governors out there, especially the Michigan governor. But, and the Nevada governor's no prize either. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom's terrible. But all I could say is that there are countries that make us look like such the most pleasant experience with coronavirus compared to our politicians, compared to their politicians. Now, South Africa is one of them. You still have a right to go out there and to take a walk each day, take a walk in the park. The parks are open. No one's hassling at the park benches. You can go jogging. Two people can go jogging. Actually, I think nine people can go jogging, as long as it's not 10 or more. But when you're in France, as an example, they ask for your papers, like Nazi Germany. Can I see your papers? Where do you live? You cannot run. If it's like a mile past where you live, you'd have to have an excuse for why you're there. And they'll take you in. They'll arrest you. They'll fine you. And I saw an article today about South Africa. First of all, I know a lot about South Africa because I gave speeches there four times. In a three-year period, I flew there four times. Talk about a long trip. It's the longest trip in the world. 24 hours on an airplane to get there. And so, it's just an incredible, incredible trip. Once I got there, beautiful place, beautiful country, beautiful people, very nice people. But dangerous. The ones who aren't nice want to kill you. And so I just, you know, can't imagine my friends that I made there. I have so many of them, and they text me all the time and email me all the time and WhatsApp me all the time. And I just can't believe they still live there because it's so dangerous. And now, because of coronavirus, the whole country's locked down by the military. And they got tanks in the streets, and you cannot leave your house. You are literally locked down. You cannot come out of your house. And there's been massive violence, rapes and murders. You cannot believe. They break into your house. They murder people. They rape people. I don't know how anyone stays in South Africa, but thank God for America. That's all I can say. America is still the greatest, even with some crazy, overreaching, anti-constitution governors. Nonetheless, it's still America. The segment is sponsored by Finest Known. I was just thinking about first responders. I said First Known. Finest Known. And you all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver. I mean, how could you not be? I mean, Trump has just announced he's going to spend all the money in the world. All the money in the world to keep America going, right? And so, of course gold's going to go up. Of course it's going to go up. And today gold was up $7 an ounce. It's up to $17.68. And 80 cents. I think that's the highest it's been in 10 years. And silver was up again today, much higher than gold was up. Silver's all just under $16 an ounce. And silver's always a big discount to gold. And you can't find physical silver or gold. Cannot find physical silver or gold. It doesn't exist in any of the stores around the country, is what my fans and friends tell me. Friends of the gold business tell me. And so here's a company that I know of that are good people. They evolved over the past three decades to one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. And I told them to go big or go home on my show. And they came up with a deal where you can get up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coins at dealer cost. So in other words, you're paying wholesale and they're not making a penny. You're getting a great deal, you're paying wholesale, and Finest Known is not making one penny on your deal. And you can acquire anywhere from 1 to 100 1 ounce American Silver Eagles. And you can't even find them in stores, they're getting you 100 of them. And if you call today and reserve 100 of them, you get the book, everything you need to know to buy and sell gold absolutely free. But the important thing is all this silver you're getting at dealer cost, wholesale. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, finestknown.com. And they will take great care of you. Let them know Wayne Root sent you. Finestknown.com. So I meant to do this earlier in the show. It's the largest U.S. study of a COVID-19. Who's getting sick of COVID-19, coronavirus? And it reveals the single biggest factor in hospitalization. It's a study consisting of 4,103 patients who tested positive for the virus between March 1st and April 2nd here in the United States. I think it's all United States. Yeah, U.S. hospital admissions. And revealed the chronic condition with the strongest association, are you ready? With critical illness was, drumroll please, obesity. If you are fat, you're dead. This thing kills you. If you're thin, you're okay. Substantially higher odds ratio than any other kind of illness. Even substantially higher than cardiovascular or pulmonary disease. Factors associated with hospitalization and critical illness among 4,103 patients, number one by far is body mass index of 30 or higher, obesity. Wow. We find particularly strong associations of older age. Now, that one I've been telling you for 3 months now, since January, that everyone who got sick in China was old. Chinese are fat, right? There's very few fat people in China. But they're old. In China, everybody was old. But here, it's strong associations of older age, obesity, heart failure, chronic kidney disease. It's the largest case series in the United States to date. Writing in The Lancet on March 31st, RNA virus researcher Gregory Poland summed up the conditions aggravating COVID-19. And at that point, they probably didn't check America. In other countries, it was about smoking. And about being old and about being obese. He said, we have an increasingly older age demographic across virtually all countries, as well as unprecedented rates of obesity, smoking, diabetes, heart and lung disease, and an ever-growing population of people who are immunocompromised. And then Dr. David Ludwig and Richard Malley of the Boston Children's Hospital wrote in the New York Times on March 30th, Americans' risk to the virus is compounded by the fact they are generally too diseased. This huge burden of obesity and other chronic conditions among Americans put most of us at direct risk, they wrote. In fact, the obesity rates in the United States are much higher than affected countries like South Korea and China, so our outcomes could be worse. So then they went out and studied it, and sure enough, it came true. You know, and I'm a guy, you know, I don't eat fast food, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't drink alcohol, I don't smoke. I would never vape, I've never done a drug in my life, I've never smoked pot in my life. These are all the factors that get people sick. You know, these are the factors. So I just wanted you to know the story out there. Now we're going to move to Fauci, because, look, first of all, welcome to my world. He says he was misquoted. I'm misquoted every day. I do a three-hour radio show with no notes and no teleprompter, everything off the top of my head, and the media finds one sentence and tries to hang me with it every day of my life. And after a while, you just go, who cares? Who gives a damn what they think or what they say? They twist everything out of context. They try and ruin me. They try and slander me. They try and libel me, and I don't even care because it doesn't matter. My audience just keeps growing bigger and bigger and bigger, and everybody who listens loves what I have to say. The emails I get are incredible. You guys are the best. And you love what I have to say. So do I really care if the media misquotes me? Because you don't care, obviously. But I'm misquoted every second of every day. Especially on tweets. That's the funny thing. On tweets, I'm misquoted. Unbelievable. They twist my words around. They find it. They take it out of context. Or they just take one that doesn't look right out of 28,000. So here's Fauci saying it was a poor choice of words. And at the time, I remember thinking either I'd fire him because he's disloyal if I was president, or he might have just been taken out of context. He just basically said that lives could have been saved if the U.S. had been shut down earlier. Okay. And if the queen had balls, she'd be the king. Okay. Lives have been saved. You shut down earlier. If you came to me as president of the United States and said, here's the thing, Wayne. We think millions are going to die. We think there's an invisible germ that's going to kill millions of people if you don't shut down the economy. I go, are you out of your flipping mind? Shut down the economy? You want everyone to hide in their homes? You want to shut every business in America down? Is everyone going to lose their jobs? Isn't every restaurant going to close forever? Isn't America going to be destroyed? Is there going to be a Great Depression? Are you freaking nuts? That's what I would have said, and I'll bet that's what Trump said. And of course I would have fought them for a couple weeks before I finally agreed against every gut instinct in my body to never shut the economy down. But if they convinced me I'd be known as a murderer, millions will die and they'll all be blamed on you. Eventually, it probably talked me into it against all my better judgment and my better gut instincts. And they were wrong about all their numbers. Who was wrong? Fauci. So, of course, if you had done it earlier, more people would be alive. But if you'd done it earlier, there'd be more bankrupt businesses and more jobs lost by the millions, too. You know, as I said last week on the show, I kind of made it up off the top of my head. There's 40, 50,000 people a year who die of automobile accidents, mostly on highways. Not all, but mostly on highways. If you just lowered the speed limit to 10 miles per hour, there'd be no more accidents. And if there was an accident, nobody would die. You'd go from 40, 50,000 dead to zero, right? But does anybody want a 10-mile-hour speed limit? Obviously, you have to weigh the benefits versus the negatives. There'd be no business in America. You could never get to the office on time. You could never get to a meeting on time. You couldn't make any money. Business would get destroyed. And nobody'd ever get home on time to see their family either. Nobody'd ever get anywhere. Kids to ballet, to golf, to baseball, to lacrosse. It would take you 3 hours to get somewhere that should take 15 minutes if the speed limit was 10 instead of 65. And most people go 85 when it's 65. So we make the decision not to lower the speed limit to 10. I feel the same way about coronavirus. It's terrible. It's awful. I'm sad people are dying. But I would have liked to have been in business and kept running all my businesses and kept all my clients in business and all my friends in business. Because in the end, what we've done is we put the speed limit at 10. Sure, less people will die. More are going to commit suicide and everyone's out of business. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Now, today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnote.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I personally have been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend my Dr. Suggest every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel, Liquid, and Lozenges. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off mydoctorsuggest.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man. your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I've got a commentary I'll be reading you leading off the third hour. It's How to Make Vegas Great Again. And I know many of you listen to this show from all over the United States, but you're all fans of Vegas. And you know my flagship station is KBET here in Las Vegas, 790 AM. Owned by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And so Vegas is always first in my heart, and I was always a Vegas guy before I ever moved here. When I lived in Malibu, California, I was in Vegas every week. Every week, 50 weeks a year. When I lived in New York, I came to Vegas a lot. I've always loved Vegas, so how do we make Vegas great again? I've got some ideas, and this column that'll be coming out around the country, and you'll hear it first right here at top of the hour. It's also Fauci time, because not only do I think that I'm misquoted all the time and things taken out of context all the time and slandered and libeled all the time by liberals, and Fauci claims he misspoke when he said, you know, if we could have gotten this thing earlier, we would have had less deaths. Fauci himself, he didn't mention this one, repeatedly downplayed the coronavirus threat. He was the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and they asked his opinions on TV all the time. And he kind of insisted that Trump could have saved lives by listening to him sooner. But here's some quotes from him. He claimed coronavirus was not a major... This is Fauci, not Trump. Claimed, and this is the guy Trump's relying on. On January 21st, he said it was not a major threat to the people of the United States. Not a major threat. And by the way, he said that on Newsmax TV. Not a major threat to the people of the United States, not something the citizens of the United States should be worried about right now. He said that on January 21st. It was 9 days later when Trump closed airlines, flights from China. So Trump was more on the ball than Fauci. On February 26th, he said travel restrictions become almost irrelevant because you can't keep out the entire world. When you have a pandemic that involves multiple countries, travel restrictions become irrelevant. You can't keep out the whole world, he told CNBC. Really? Because Wayne Root was recommending stopping all flights around the world from America. On February 29th, Fauci said on The Today Show, there's no need for Americans to change anything what you're doing on a day-by-day basis. February 29th! No need to change anything you do on a day-by-day basis. Right now, the risk is low. But this could change. Talk about second-guessing and backseat driving. Is anyone second-guess Fauci? March 9th. Keep in mind, the deadly day was March 11th. That's when the world fell apart. March 9th. Fauci suggested it was okay to take a trip on a cruise if you're a healthy young person. There's no reason if you want to go on a cruise ship. Now, at least he did say if you have an individual with an underlying condition, particularly an elderly person with an underlying condition, I would recommend strongly they don't go on a cruise ship. He sounds just like Wayne Root on March 9th, right? I was saying this thing's terrible for old people, but there's no reason to shut down the American economy. That was on March 9th. That was only a month ago. And then on March 9th, he also said the decision to hold a campaign rally the next day would be good judgment if it were held at a venue where there was no community spread. If you're talking about a campaign rally tomorrow in a place where there's no community spread, I think the judgment to have it might be good judgment. If you want to talk about large gatherings in a place where you have community spread, I think that's a judgment call, he said. And if someone decides they want to cancel it, I wouldn't publicly criticize them. March 12th. In contrast to his February 26 remarks, Fauci said he believes certain travel restrictions have absolutely helped with the prevention of the spread of coronavirus. If we did not do that with China early on, and he called the travel restrictions involving Europe a prudent choice. April 11th, Fauci claimed during an interview with Fox News that it was in January when he believed this was a problem Americans needed to worry about, which contrasts several of his previous remarks made that month and the months following, including remarks on the Today Show in February. Jesse Waters said Dr. Fauci is getting a lot of praise, but there are many people who are angry at him. What does Dr. Fauci have to say to the critics? Watch to find out. Unbelievable that Fauci says if only Trump had listened to the medical experts. Really? So Fauci said cruises were okay on March 9th, and Trump rallies were okay on March 9th, and malls, movies, and gyms were okay on February 29th, and now he wants to blame Trump when he's the doctor giving the advice. Okay, campaign rallies and cruise ships on March 9th. March 9th! And there's actually a GOP lawmaker with balls, Andy Biggs from Arizona, who's actually recommending Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx step down. Here's what the Arizona Republican said. He has said last week in one of the meetings I was on a conference call with that he has not taken into account societal, economic, or social concert impact to any of his policies. And at the same time, I think we are doing things that are right. We're also doing things that are not right in the sense that you've got 17 million new people are unemployed today based on Fauci's policies. Biggs said Fauci must go, and Fauci and Birx must go. Fauci admits he was given wrong information from the start. And, of course, that's information from the WHO, right? The WHO. Fox News asked if he believes China or the WHO misled him. Fauci says he does not know the details behind the inaccurate information, but it was disseminated from the start of the crisis. I don't know where the missteps went. The only thing I know is what the end result was. Early on, we did not get correct information. So all this started in like October and November in China, and they lied, covered it up. All right, we'll be right back. More on the Wayne Allyn Root Show, The Warrior.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.